neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Durban High Court has heard that the state intends to prove that Duduzile Zuma Sambudla understood the volatility of the July 2021 unrest and yet still chose to fuel it. The trial in the case involving the MK Party MP and daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is currently underway. She's pleaded not guilty to terror-related charges stemming from social media posts she made during the riots. Newswatch's Nushera Sudhial is at the High Court. Nushera, what has been heard so far?
So, Danielle, in his opening statement, Senior State Prosecutor Yuri Kangai says they will set out to prove that the 43-year-old Zuma Sambudla intentionally encouraged the public to engage in acts of violence under the banner Free Jacob Zuma. He says she did this by posting pictures and videos of burning buildings and trucks, looted malls and properties with the chilling refrain, "We see you." He's told the court that these were not messages of empathy, but rather they were applause for chaos and a public endorsement of the destruction. Kangai says this is no ordinary case. It is a case about the power of words and the destruction that follows when influence is abused. He says South Africa burned in 2021, and when restraint was needed the most, voices of power, including Zuma Sambudla's, chose not to heal, but rather to harm. Kangai says they will demonstrate her reach, influence and power, and they will use evidence such as documentary evidence, verified posts and metadata. Kangai wrapped up his opening statement saying Zuma Sambudla, from the comfort of her home, spoke these words that cost others their freedom, their lives and their futures. The case continues. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
Meanwhile, Zuma Sambudla's father's foundation insists the case is an attempt to settle political scores. Here's the foundation's Mzwana Lemani.
This is just a persecution of President Zuma and his family. It cannot be that now an argument is made that poor people who don't even know where the next thing is going to come from, all of a sudden they've got money for cell phones, they are following Duduzile on Twitter, and having done that, how do you then make a case that we see you, then I put on my shoes and I went to loot?
Well, former President Jacob Zuma is at court to support his daughter. At the news, Rainkonyeni Municipality says it was not told that officials from the Public Works Department, including the minister, are visiting today. The municipality says it learned about the visit through a media release from the department. Spokesperson Simon April says government protocol requires a minister or MEC to notify a municipality in advance and allow it to be involved in logistical arrangements.
We are also concerned about the purpose of the visit, since there is a valid lease agreement between the department and the municipality for the management of Admiralty Reserve properties in force. Any handover or change in management must follow the terms of that agreement and proper legal processes. We urge the ministry to respect established intergovernmental protocols, engage the municipality in good faith, and move away from unilateral decisions. Rainkonyeni Municipality remains committed to cooperation.
And a vegetation fire in the Cape Winelands has entered a fifth day. The blaze broke out on the mountain above Zolani Township in Ashton on Thursday. It's since spread into the Montague area. No injuries or damage to infrastructure have been reported. The Cape Winelands District Municipality's Joanne Otto.
Yesterday, teams from the Cape Winelands District and Langeberg Municipality's Fire Services, together with partners from Cape Nature, continued active suppression efforts as sections of the fire became more accessible. Late last night, on the Montague side, the fire line was driven downhill into an area of dense vegetation above the town. Crews successfully diverted the flames away from a residence situated high up on the mountain slope.
There's a yellow level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms for KZN's western interior today and tomorrow. Heavy downpours that could lead to flooding are expected in areas including Kokstad, Mooi River, Estcourt, Ladysmith and Newcastle. Durban and Richards Bay, both a high of 25 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 24. The top story, the Durban High Court has heard that the state intends to prove that Duduzile Zuma Sambutla understood the volatility of the July 2021 unrest and yet still chose to fuel it. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.